2 weeks I was thinking, what in the world am I going to talk about regarding love? And I wanted it to be something that would be impactful. I just didn't want to read Bible verses or something, you know, that I meditated on. I wanted something, a rhema word. I wanted something that, even if it's just one person here, that it would truly impact at least one life, right? So I want to talk about, he gave me the topic for my 10 minutes. See, I have them. And it's allowing God to love me. And I'll tell you why that's important. So he said, in churches nowadays, we talk about loving God, but we don't talk about receiving the love that God has for us. And I want to talk about my upbringing. So I have two wonderful parents, raised by both parents. They came here from Cuba, met here, and they married here. I was the oldest of two siblings. This was my dad's second marriage, my mom's second marriage. And so my father's father, was an orphan. His mother died of childbirth. So my grandfather and my grandmother, unfortunately, were not able to pour love into my father. So as a result, when he gets married to my mother, my father was a wonderful provider. He was always there. He loved me, but he did not know how to love me. So what happens? We do not understand the love of God, and it's harder when we don't have, when our daddy doesn't tell us, "I love you. You're beautiful. You're special." So when I see my husband do that for my daughter, it melts my heart because I know how important a woman, a child, needs to hear that from a father, and I didn't have that. So seeing, thank you, honey. Seeing my husband do that means the world to me, right? So I honor my parents. I honor my father. He's wonderful, but I had to learn to love him, and I had to learn to tell him, "I love you." I had to learn to hug him so that he could understand what that was, because he didn't have the capacity to give me that love. So I had to give that to him. And so today I want to talk to you about allowing God to love you, because in Christianity, some of us are walking around with an orphan spirit, and I'm going off what I wrote here. So we need to learn how to receive love from him directly and receive love from others. That's hard for me. I'm not going to lie. I love people a lot, and I give them myself a lot, but I have a hard time receiving that love. And so that's what God is doing in my life. Some of you also need to hear that. So we talked about God is love. I'm not going to say read the Bible verse. We talked about that he gave his son, and that was his love offering for us. We talked about the attributes of love, right? That it's patient, that it's kind, that it is not proud, that it is not rude, that it is not arrogant, that it is selfless. That is God's love for us. It is selfless. But also, so what does he tell us regarding love? I believe this Bible verse, where he says that the first, Matthew 22:37-39. Jesus replied to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Unselfishly seek the best or higher good for others," right? In order for us to love ourselves, we love him first. But part of that is receiving the love that he imparts to us. We need to be a vessel. Our tank has to be able to have the capacity. So today, I ask you, Holy Spirit, to touch everyone here who needs to hear this. And I ask you, Lord, that you touch our hearts and that we would embrace your love and have the capacity to receive your love that has no bounds, has no ends, has no limits. His love is eternal. It has no limitations. It doesn't change. Let's get real, guys. When you're married, sometimes you don't look pretty, honey. And sometimes you look good, and sometimes I don't look pretty. But you know what? Love is faithful. Love persists. Love is eternal, right? That is his love. It's not based on performance. It's not based on what we do. It's constant. It's unending. So we need to keep that in mind. Romans 8:37-39. I am convinced and continue to be convinced beyond any doubt that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present and threatening, nor things to come, nor power.